Hi there. My name is Michelle Calloway. I'm the founder and CEO of Revelio. It's an innovative software and media solutions company. I'm also the founder of Tech with Heart. Tech with Heart is all about empowering business success in a digital era. And what we do is we like to enlighten business owners as far as what technologies they should indeed be embracing so that they can stay competitive and relevant in a rapidly changing digital world like we're finding ourselves in right now. But our focus is even more on how we use that technology to connect with people, connect and enhance relationships with one another. Because as you're probably fully aware, we only do business with other people. We don't do business necessarily with robots, right? We want to use artificial intelligence and technologies to be more efficient. But I really am passionate about making sure that we are using technology to enhance relationships. For instance, let's talk about smartphones. How easy would it be for us to use this smartphone not to just text somebody, but to actually call somebody? The original way that we used to communicate back in the day before smartphones came in and were like little mini computers is we would just call somebody and let them hear our voice. And I think that that is still such a valid way for us to connect with one another in this time of social distancing. So I really encourage you. Sometimes I'm sure if you're like me, you have a thought that comes across your mind at times where you're like, oh, I wonder how so-and-so is doing. Rather than texting or rather than reaching out to them on social media, what if you just picked up the phone and called them? I think that that would just absolutely make their day, especially if they answer the phone. Then you get to like really like, hey, how's it going? And just make somebody feel something super wonderful, right? I love that feeling. But we also can use technology, smartphone technology, to take it to the next level beyond just a phone call. You can actually use like FaceTime apps or get them on a Zoom call so that you can see one another while you reconnect. And I just did that just recently with a friend I hadn't seen in like 2 years. Oh, it was wonderful to be able to like see each other and get the facial expressions behind the vocal tone. It was just a beautiful reconnection, and it's memorable. For me, I know I'm a visual learner, maybe you are too. And so it really helped for me to be able to see her face while I'm hearing her voice and just having that connection moment. I really think that these are tools that we could all use. There's a way on your cell phone. Did you know that if you tried calling somebody and you had to leave a message, that you could actually leave them a video message on their, like as if you're texting them. So let's just show you here. You can go and I'm just gonna pull up somebody's name, and you can actually click here. See here? You can click here on the camera, and you can go into your video mode. Just move it over to video, and you can actually take a video of yourself, and it'll put it into the text. You can also share like animated GIFs or GIFs with people through your texting app, which is like those little short little animated clips that, you know, you can have a section of a video, or it can be an actual animation of a cartoon character or something like that. And that's always a fun way to like interact with people, to make them feel something and get them, you know, smiling, because I think we all need to share more like spreading of positive vibes during this COVID-19 era where we're all like sequestered and feeling like distanced and disconnected. And these are just fun ways that you can use technology to like engage people. And you can actually add audio messages to your GIFs when you're sharing that out to your friends and family. So those are some ideas that you can use, like utilize your cell phone. There's also ways that you can like connect with people, obviously through social media. And some people just use social media to kind of see what other people are doing. And then there's opportunity for you to share with others what you got going on. So that's a great way to share photos. You can share stories. You can share little video clips. Let people feel like they're in your life with you. I know that video for me is a very powerful medium. Like my daughter had a grandbaby my first grandbaby. She had her daughter. And rather than just sending still photos of her baby to me, I've asked her, if she just take little video clips so that I can like hear her, I could see her move. And I feel like I'm more like in that moment with her. And I really love that. And so maybe that's something that you could do as well, is just allow people to have a short little glimpse of what you're doing, or what you're, you know, what your, you and your family is doing. That's a great way to help us all feel connected to one another during this time, is to share little insights into our world, our lives, or just say hello. I love you guys. I miss you. You know, say whatever you want to your audience, as long as it's not, I think that social media shouldn't be all that heavy on the political or that kind of stuff, because it could cause like fireworks to go off in your comment section. I think that this is more about like sharing positivity so that we can all pick up that positive vibe and own it and carry it for the rest of the day. It's a much better vibe than some of this division that's going on in our country right now. I use social media to encourage one another. So you can like share encouraging posts. You can share encouraging quotes. You can find quotes on just go google.com. You can find encouraging quotes. You can actually type in encouraging quotes and see what comes up, and you can share those, or you can come up with your own and put a little background to it and hit share. And then you can put little hashtags in there that allow people to know what the premise is of the post. Like if it's about appreciation, you can do hashtag appreciation, hashtag positivity, so that when people are looking and Googling for those types of words, your post could pop up in front of them. So that's always good, because I love the idea on social media that we can all share each other's positive stuff, right? It's a great way to engage people. You can ask people, hey, how are you doing today with such and such, or tell me what are you doing to overcome blah, blah, blah. And you can put that in your post, and that's a great way to also engage people and to interact with them. And so that we all feel like we're, even though we're not able to be in each other's physical presence, we're still able to engage and interact with each other, because we are all built for community. And I think that we need to continue that, even if it's online or in the virtual online world, we can still feel like we are a part of a community that is encouraging one another. I personally love it when somebody's sharing something great in their business, like something that feels very something of value, and also is of value to my particular audience, because I do Tech with Heart, which is about empowering entrepreneurs. So if it's going to be something that can ultimately empower entrepreneurs, I have absolutely no problem sharing somebody else's post or content into my group page so that they too can be exposed into my network community, because really ultimately we just want our groups and communities to grow. So that's a really great tool that you could use to help and boost others, because it's if we come at life with the idea that we can serve one another and help each other up, then it all will come around full circle. Yeah, I definitely believe in collaboration and cooperation over competition any day in the business space. And I love to share thoughts, ideas, tips, or tricks that could empower others. And that's not just only in technology, but like in life itself. Like I want to empower you to perhaps, you know, I'll put a post out there saying, you know, maybe some idea on how you can overcome a certain broken mindset or a broken heart, or how, you know, I want to do it in an encouraging way. I want to empower people in an encouraging way. So there are ways that you can use social media to do that. And you can, it doesn't always have to be your own content. You can share other people's content on your page, which is great. And then I love the idea that whatever we put out there, think about it before you hit post. And ask yourself, is this going to be of value to somebody else, and why? Those are some good questions to ask yourself, so that you're not out there blasting stuff that could necessarily look like you're putting yourself up on this pedestal, and that you're pointing fingers at anybody and making them feel less than. We want to lift each other up and encourage each other to be the best version of ourselves, especially in this time where many people are experiencing like sadness, sorrow, depression. So we want to come up underneath them and lift them up too, and not make them feel like, oh, this person's always positive, I can't handle it, you know, because not everybody's always positive. So be real, authentic, but also be posting things that are of value to others and hopefully will encourage them. That's my little tidbit on it.
Being able to do business online is crucial for survival, especially during times of social distancing. So how do you survive and thrive in the sea of digital noise? It's a lot like fishing. You need to know who your perfect customer is so that you can use the right kind of lure to attract them. We help you catch your perfect customer and retain them for future sales through highly converting websites, influencer mobile apps, getting you featured in the news and on TV. Hi, my name is Jerry Bowden, U.S. Army veteran and president of Revealio Software Solutions. Our goal is to help you rise above the competition, be seen as an expert authority in your industry, and embrace technology to stay competitive for long-term success. It's more affordable than you may think. So reach out to us at Revealio.com, and together we will make your business come alive.
One of the things that I love doing in technology is to be a little bit in front of some of the emerging trends. And I'm not sure if you've heard about virtual reality or augmented reality, but I am a big fan of augmented reality. It's kind of more like Iron Man. And what it does is it allows us to have, it bridges the physical realm with like the virtual realm in a way that it adds to our reality. So it's augmented, meaning enhanced or added to. And so one of the best things that I love to do is to send people something physical that's going to remind them of me or congratulate them on an event. Maybe it's a birth of a child, or it could be even actually with the death of somebody, you want to show them that you care about them. So you would send them like a condolence card, right? Well, with augmented reality technology, what we're able to do is take that to the next level and make that physical card come alive with a personalized message. I want to share some examples with you. This is a young lady friend of mine. So when I first started developing Revealio, she saw that I can make things come alive, and she loved her boyfriend, who is now deployed overseas in the military. So she asked if I could help her create a greeting card that would come alive with a personalized message for him. And I said, yes, absolutely. So when he received the card, this is what he saw, this card come alive. I'm gonna show you what happens. So he held his phone over the card, and her face turned into a story. Watch this.
Hey Josh, it's Gabby. Yes, I'm on
an app. See how it's actually on the card? Isn't that the coolest thing? She's telling him how much she misses him and how much she loves him. Isn't that the neatest thing? I love this story. This is actually our signature story. So he was a soldier, and he said that he felt the oceans disappear between them and that she was right there with him. So he carried that card with him in his wallet every day because he couldn't imagine being separated from her. Isn't that beautiful? I just love that story. So what I've been doing during this COVID era is I've been sending out people that are important to me, whether that's in business or whether it's in, you know, personal life, and I'm sending them positive, encouraging physical cards like this one here. It says, you're all kinds of amazing. And on the inside, there's a nice little, you know, statement here trying to help them understand that they are valuable to me. But then my husband, Jerry, and I, we went to the next level and we put a photo in there and told them that this photo comes alive. And this is what we did was we sang a song. We'll show you. Watch this.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone.
Isn't that awesome? So there's a really great way to utilize augmented reality to like help connect people even across oceans, and when you're not able to be there in person, there's so much amazing things you can do with technology. These cards themselves were actually produced with technology. There's an app called Send Out Cards, and you can go there, Send Out Cards /Revealio, the word Revealio, and you can actually create your own card for free and send it to a loved one. And yeah, it's a beautiful thing. You just make the card from the comfort of your chair, add a graphic if you want on the inside. You can sometimes customize the front and send it off, and they'll print it and deliver it for you. And you just get to just sit back and enjoy the fact that you just made somebody really, really happy that's going to get it. And they even allow you to add gifts like yummy, yummy brownies or little necklaces or other things that you can send. So there's all kinds of new technologies out there that will allow you to authentically connect and make somebody feel amazing during this time of social distancing and a lot of sorrow and a lot of just uncertainty. So I just encourage you, if you are at all interested in joining our business network called Tech with Heart Network on Facebook, you're welcome to go there and join our group for free. And also, if you go to techwithheartnetwork.com, then you're welcome to join our mailing list and join our nonprofit outreach programs that we are working on to help support entrepreneurialism and students in the San Francisco Bay Area. So my name is Michelle Calloway, and I hope that you and your family stay safe, stay healthy, and God bless.